Must the absence of my mistress gar me be thus discontent, as thus to leave me in distress, and with languor to lament? Nothing earthly shall divorce me from my dearest but disdain, nor no fortune shall unforce me from my fairest to refrain. O my dearest, my heart nearest, when shall I so happy be to embrace thee and to place thee where thou ne'er mayst part from me? Since my absence doth so grieve thee, it doth wound me to the heart. If my presence could relieve thee, I would play a loyal part. But I pray thee be contented, sith the fates will have it so, through our meeting might be prevented, thou my constancy shalt know. O my sweetest, the completest man alive in my conceit, Lady Fortune, ill importune, soon to make our joys complete. Since thy absence doth conjure me with perplexity and pain, what would thy presence then allure me for to see thee once again? As thy absence sends such sadness that it scarcely can be told, so thy presence yieldeth gladness to all eyes that thee behold. O my dearest, my heart nearest, when shall I so happy be to embrace thee and to place thee where thou ne'er mayst part from me? What reward then shall I render to him that me doth so respect, but my constancy to tender with like favor to affect? And since thy love to me is fervent, so my heart shall be to thee. And as thou prov'st my loyal servant, thy true mistress I will be. O my sweetest, the completest man alive in my conceit, Lady Fortune, ill importune, soon to make our joys complete. Then my love, my dove, my fairest, sith I may repose a trust in my heart thou only shareth, none else crave a portion must. Thou hast settled thy affection upon me and none beside, and I of thee have made election, thou alone shalt be my bride. Come, my dearest, my heart nearest, when shall I so happy be to embrace thee and to place thee where thou ne'er mayst part from me? My heart's joy more sweet than honey or the odoriferous rose, I have laid such hold upon thee as the word can ne'er unclose. The Gordian knot which thought as yet is not by hymen tied fast, yet heaven knows my heart is set on thee, my choice while breath doth last. Come, my sweetest, the completest man alive in my conceit, Lady Fortune, ill importune, soon to make our joys complete. When Hyperion doth forever from the sky obscure his rays, when bright Luna constant never leaves to sever nights from days, when the sea doth cease from running, when all thus change preposterously, then that firm vow which I once made, and not till then I'll break with thee. Come, my nearest, my heart dearest, when shall I so happy be to embrace thee and to place thee where thou ne'er mayst part from me? When rich misers throw their money in the streets and hoard up stones. When my father's neck so bony leaves good hay to pick dry bones. And when the dog conformed to that doth change his food for oats and hay. Then shall I by oath be out of date, or else that last till my dying day. Come, my sweetest, the completest man alive in my conceit. Lady Fortune, ill importune, soon to make our joys complete. When the buck, the hare, or coney doe pursue the dog to death, when a rock so hard and stony can't dissolve be with man's breath, when turtles make a second choosing, then will I a new love seek. Then till I but thee refusing, though I might change every week. Come, my dearest, my heart nearest, when shall I so happy be? To embrace thee and to place thee where thou near mayst part from me. When both toads with snakes and adders breed upon the Irish ground, when men scale the sky with ladders, when two phoenixes are found, when the goose the fox doth follow, or seek to hunt him forth his den, or swine in dirt refuse to wallow, I'll not forsake my love till then. Come, my sweetest, the completest man alive in my conceit. Lady Fortune, ill importune, soon to make our joys complete. Then sweet love sith both agree, thus having hearts reciprocal, long I hope we shall not be thus barred from the principle of all our joy, which is blessed marriage. Hymen taste to knit the knot, if meantime our constant carriage will this world not be forgot. Come, my dearest, my heart nearest, when shall I so happy be? To embrace thee and to place thee where thou near mayst part from me.